Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to this Friday Eve edition of The Cave Show. You know what it is. You know what today is. You know where I'm at. Thursday's Cave Show at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights. Get on down here and check us out today. I usually say the promo, but let's just do it right now. This is The Cave Show with PLR, and we are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thursdays at Maduro's, get down here, 10% off of any cigar purchase you have. If you make it here before I take off, it's 2:15. Just say The Cave Show, PLR sent you, you get it actually 15% off of your cigar purchase. What do we have on the docket today? People will lose their minds. Now, Domingo German is suspended. Yankees pitcher. Domestic abuse. No real details yet. But another case. We're just getting over the Felipe Vasquez where he decided he wanted to have sex with a 13-year-old. People, come to your senses. We're going to get into that today on The Cave Show. We've got football tonight. Whenever we have football, we're going to talk about it. Tennessee invades Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a mess. And I think you can point to one person and one person only. Tom Coughlin. I'll tell you why. We will get into that as well, too. We have the Cuban Cowboy calling in at 10 minutes after the hour. The one and only Tony Capobianco. He's going to come on. We're going to find out what he's talking about. And we have so much other stuff to get into. So let's get it go. Let's get it started. All calls are done on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Call in number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. If you have something else on your mind, we'll open it up. If not, let's roll with those topics. I see I do have a caller on the line right now. Thank you for holding. You're on The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. It's Lou.
Lou, what's up, my friend? How are you doing today?
All right. Well, here we go again. Another mess in the pro sports world. Because someone just can't control themselves.
I don't understand this. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the way I was raised. I don't know. But I don't see the necessity to put your hands on anybody. Especially when you're getting suspended for domestic abuse, you're either putting your hands on a female or a child. As a plain and simple, as a grown-ass man, I don't understand it. There's a difference between spanking or disciplining your child. But look, unless you're under a life-threatening situation and you're trying to free yourself, there's no need to put your hand on a female.
No.
There's just no need. What are you proving?
I'm the man, you do as I say, or it's my way or the highway, you know, that stuff. Like, you know, to be the dominant force, that's what it's about, which I really don't agree with.
Yeah, that's lose-lose all the way around. Lose-lose all the way around.
That's really, I'm the man, I'm the dominant one.
I don't get it. I will never get it.
Neither will I, but that's how it claims to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, so as more details come out, obviously we'll have more for you. But right now the Yankees aren't really saying too much. Major League Baseball isn't saying too much. But like we saw with the last incident, more came out with the Vasquez, because I remember when we first heard it, I said, I'm hoping and praying that this isn't someone that was intentionally doing what he did, that it was one of those I didn't know, which, as I said at the time, I find that hard to believe because a 13-year-old can't look 21. Somewhere in the recesses of your mind, you have an idea, and it came out that he really didn't care. So may the jail sit on him, and may he end up in general population.
Right. Okay, and well, more bad news for the Jets because their safety has been fined $21,000.
Did you see that hit?
I did.
Okay, let me tell you something. If I'm Jamal Adams, I'm appealing that hit too. I'm appealing that fine, let me say. $21,000, he did not hit him with the crown of his helmet. The quarterback could pump fake. The quarterback could pretend to do whatever. That's an active play, a completely active play. And look, I know the NFL doesn't want quarterbacks going out. There goes revenue. No one wants to watch me, Sean, throw the ball. No one wants to watch whoever's going to back up Cam throw the ball. No one wants to watch who's ever quarterbacking the Jets throw the ball. I get that. I get you want your primetime quarterback to be upright and passing. I'm with that. But at some point, when they get out of the pocket and they're exposing themselves, some of the onus has to be on them to protect themselves. The reason they put in the slide rule, if you slide with your feet, is that you can't be touched. We still see quarterbacks going head first. Carson Wentz went head first last week for a touchdown. Is that on a defender if he's trying to stop him from getting a touchdown? No.
No.
If the quarterback that Jamal Adams hit wasn't Baker Mayfield, if the football player was Nick Chubb, if it was Odell Beckham, if it was anybody else, he would not have been fined. That quarterback is outside of the pocket. So I'm with the NFL on making sure your marquee guys don't get hurt. But I'm not with them that if you don't want your quarterbacks to get hurt, you got to tell your quarterback, get down. So I'm not with that fine. I'm with them. I hope he gets every penny of his $21,056 back.
Oops, I forgot about the $56. Well, that was just put in for that was for tax purposes.
No. Yeah, don't forget the $56. Don't forget.
I always like to even up to round numbers, you know.
Well, I will tell you this. A friend of mine that played in the NFL for a long time told me this. Anytime there's a minus sign in your checking account, that's something that came out. So you don't want minus signs. You want plus signs. So if they took $21,056, you know what I want back? $21,056.
What about tax? No, I'm kidding. I just like to round numbers. Well, I'm not sure about the Yankees. Of course, all they need is a win and a loss from Tampa Bay, and we got a division wrapped up. And it's going to happen. So it's just a formality from this point on.
Yeah, the division is yours. Your battle is trying to get home field away from the Astros. That's the battle for the Yankees.
That might be a problem.
And that's who you're battling against. Because, Lou, I've told you, and I'm going to say it one more time, and I'm going to say it to all the baseball listeners out there, I love the Yankees bats. I'm happy they got Severino back. But if I'm betting, and you're telling me I got to go up against Verlander, Cole, and Greinke, 1-2-3, I'm sorry. Mm. And then I still got to pitch to those guys. I'm sorry, Lou. Astros are a better team.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm more worried about the Twins because they can usually beat us.
I don't think you're going to have to – yeah, but I don't think you have to worry about the Twins because if you face them, you should have home field. I mean, the Twins should end up with a great season at about 98 victories, but they're not getting to 100. You guys are one away from 100. The Astros already got 100. And if you come out, the good part is you would have home field all the way through. So I think that's going to come to play a lot. And you know what? On the other side of the ledger, I've been listening to Dodgers fans and Dodgers writers and Dodgers reporters for a long time, and they've basically stamped the World Series. I don't know if you can just stamp that the way Acuna and the Braves are playing right now. The Braves are playing really, really good baseball. And so I don't know if you can just say rubber stamp the Dodgers are in.
No.
I would be a little worried about Atlanta, a little worried about them.
So would I. I mean, they're good, but, you know.
So we'll see. I mean, the best part about baseball, like any sport, you got to play the game.
Oh, of course.
So we will see what happens down the line with both of those situations. But I'm starting to get that October fever. And Lou, I'm not a young man.
Oh, yeah.
So every time I think October, one person comes to my mind, and that's Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson.
Oh, sure.
Still remember those three Jacks. And, of course, I'm always going to remember him because not only did he play baseball at ASU, the Harvard of the West Coast, he also played football at ASU.
Huh. I never knew that.
So, yeah, incredible athlete. Reggie was an incredible athlete. So,
all right.
What else you got for me before our caller, before the guest?
You got the Cuban Cowboy coming in, right?
I got the Cuban Cowboy on today. I feel bad for him because he covers the South Beach portion, and he has he covers the Miami Dolphins. So he's got a long season.
Yeah, well, my condolences to the Dolphins fans.
And my condolences to the Dolphins players.
Yeah, and the Jets, too. Oh, boy. So we'll leave it at that, and we'll pick up again tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right.
Say hi to the Cowboy.
I will do. That's the one and only Lou, good friend of the program, always gives a call in, always happy to hear from him. We're going to get to the Cuban Cowboy here on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, Tony Capobianco. Let's pay out this bill, and then let's bring him right back in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Online Law, I'm the Kerry Lackey Law, I'm the one, the only, the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. Tony, what's going on, buddy?
Did somebody say Dolphin fans?
Yeah, Tony, how do you do it, man? How do you cover the Dolphins? I'm not throwing shade, but how do you do it?
Oh, simple. I take pictures and don't give a damn what they say. It's easy for me because I'm going to get good photos regardless. I feel bad for everybody else who has to go there, talk to players, many of them whom could or should be traded, going back and forth, not really caring or believing a word the head coach says. And go to do some online booking and pay out your mortgage by betting against the Dolphins this week.
So let me ask you a question. Players never tank. So let me set up the question first. I apologize. Then I'm going to ask. Players never tank. I don't believe players give up, especially in football, because when you play not to get hurt, you usually get hurt. So I don't believe the players are out there not trying. I do believe the management is putting the players on the field that just can't compete. And saying that, I understand if they want to tank, whatever, even though I don't necessarily agree with this in football, because in football, you can go from worst to first really fast. But if you're going to tank, I thought that, though, the whole thing was to get young players. So if you're trying to get young players, why then would you trade Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's 22 years old, a first-round pick, in year two on a contract that you control for the next 4 years? Why would you trade one of your best defenders who's young if you're trying to get young when you already know what you have in him and you don't know what you're going to have with that pick that comes from the Steelers? Please explain that one to me.
Well, I think the biggest issue with the Dolphins and Minkah Fitzpatrick is he wasn't really a fit in Brian Flores' system. They want a lot of their defensive players to learn multiple positions to be versatile, and that was an issue with them. But also, I think if you draft someone in the first round and get him off of the first round pick, it's a fair switch, especially considering their plan to go from those supposed, which is to have three first-round draft picks this year.
Tony, hold on. You're breaking up. We're getting, like, every other word. if you could repeat that answer one more time, because it sounds like you're in a noise booth, so we're getting literally every single word you're saying.
I'm sorry, I'm outside.
Okay, there you go.
Outside of Southern California. Maybe this helps. Basically, I'm saying this. He wasn't really a fit with Prior Force's scheme. They want all their defensive players to learn multiple positions. That's been something that's difficult, or as far as like trying to find the best place for him. So if you draft someone in the first round and you get a first round pick in return, it's a fair trade, especially considering if they want to be positioned with $160 million in cap space and 3 first round draft picks in this year's draft. So that's how they're going to go from worst to first. Is they're basically just going to have a brand new team. They're going to look like an expansion team with all these young players.
I guess, because here's what gets me. He's got to go up to Pittsburgh, and they're going to ask him to play a couple of different positions. And I bet he ends up doing it. That's like going to New England and being asked to play a couple of different positions. You just do it. And not to bring up AB again, but bringing up AB again, AB played wide out, slot, whatever they asked him to do, he did. Julian Edelman plays wherever they ask him to play. If Flores is coming from that same type of system organization, he can't sell players on doing that, especially when you're under contractual control for another 4 years.
Well, I guess when the pretense is doing that, it's not going to help you win because you're due to lose to begin with. That probably might have something to do with it. And I guess the main thing is he was a player that requested to be traded, and they found someone that was willing to give him a first-round pick, so they made the move. That's really the only trade you see with the Dolphins. How many first-round picks can I get? How many cap space can I shed? If they weren't getting that offer, I don't think Vika would be out of Miami.
No, I'm with you. You know what? I feel the same way when it comes to baseball, too. I like prospects. But if you already know what you have, you're giving them up for guys that you don't know. Taco Charles, I think is his name, for Dallas, their number one pick from 2 years ago, they just cut him. And I'm sure they didn't draft him to cut him. I'm a big firm believer, and if you know what you got, you keep what you got. You know, we see this all the time with guys. They dump their wives or they dump their girlfriends in hopes to get something better, and they end up with something worse because they're looking to improve on something that's already good.
I subscribe to that as well. I would rather keep my own players. I guess there's a lot of impatience when it comes to teams once they realize that who they draft isn't worth keeping. I think the Cardinals have that same problem too, right? So they drafted the same year that Tunsil got drafted. Robert Kimdiche was also drafted by the Cardinals.
Correct.
And it was just cut this year. Goes to Miami. Can't even make the team. So sometimes you're seeing more and more teams just feel like it's just once they notice it and see it, just cut their losses. No sense in like keeping them around when they don't have to.
No, I'm with you. On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. One other football note I want to ask you about. I don't know if you saw the fine, but Jamal Adams was fined $21,056 for a hit that I just thought was a football play. Because if he hits Odell Beckham, Chubb, Jarvis Landry, the same way, the same spot in the open field, it's play on. But because he hit a quarterback, he's fine. I'm all for, and I was saying this to the caller before, I'm all for protecting the quarterback. I am. I don't want to watch Mitch Trubisky play quarterback. I don't want to watch whatever bum Carolina lines up to play quarterback. I get that. But then if quarterbacks are going to get outside the pocket, they either have to slide or get down. If they keep their body up and they keep their body live, you've got to hit them because they can still make the play. When did we stop doing that in a game called football?
Well, it's funny you mention that because we had a Dolphins linebacker say that the ref told him to stay off Tom Brady during their game last week. But did you also see quarterbacks get injured despite getting hit? Like, Big Ben is out because he threw it out of his elbow. Drew Brees gets hit in the hand, he's done. Cam Newton's a physical wreck, despite looking like a specimen. Like yours, I don't think he can save all the quarterbacks from getting injured, despite legislating like a protective bubble around them. Even though it's good that they're striving towards safety, it's not a safe sport, nor was it ever meant to be. So I think there's a balance between going too crazy, where you're finding every guy who hits the quarterback, and just letting plays happen. But I don't think they can turn back now.
No, and I think the quarterbacks have to take some of that onus on themselves. I mean, if you're outside the pocket, you're basically saying, hit me. Unless you're sliding, and they put in a rule a while ago that if you slide feet first, you're giving yourself up, you can't be hit. But if you're going to try to scramble around to keep a play alive, Tony, I'm sorry. And like you said, Big Ben is out. He wasn't touched. Drew Brees is out because a hand hit his hand, not because he was being barreled on. And then you look at a quarterback that did get pummeled, and that's how Nick Foles is out. That's not a penalty. And then I love my Bears, but in that game, Mitchell Trubisky took a hit that really wasn't a bad hit. They called it. About three plays earlier, there was a hit that was called on the Bears that really wasn't a roughing. So if you're going to call this bullcrap, at least be consistent. Don't be all over the place.
I think the consistency is basically in the optics of it.
Every hit that makes everyone cringe on the quarterback is pretty much going to be a penalty. I think that's where you're finding consistency. If it looks bad, it's going to result in a flag and a fine. But it's getting increasingly hard to tackle someone like the quarterback and to move and get rid of the ball. It's become unhittable within an instant to hit a guy and not look terrible. I think that's something they got to work out for.
Yeah, I'm Kerry Lackey, Law Line, the one, the only Tony Capobianco, the Cuban Cowboy. Hey, I want to switch over to baseball real quick. I've said this, and I haven't talked to you about this, but I like the Yankees. I like the way they hit the ball.
Oh, do you?
I like the way. Was that it again?
You do. That's a shocker.
No, I don't.
Enjoy the Empire.
I like the Yankees the way they can hit you. They can hit the ball far. They dig the long ball, all that crap. But when they play Houston, Houston's complete. They got the hitting, but they're also going to roll out Cole, Verlander, and Greinke. And I'm not disrespecting, the Twins or the Indians or the Rays or the Athletics by any stretch. But I expect the Astros to be playing the Yankees. And even though Severino came back, do the Yankees have enough pitching to go against that three-headed monster the Astros are going to throw at them?
I'd favor the Astros. I don't know much about the Yankees pitching, especially since they're going with Severino coming back, Paxton, and Tanaka, and somewhere they'll throw in CeCe Sabathia for one final career start. I think there's enough. Their pitch is enough to avoid disaster, but I think the way this series would go is that just whoever was the home team would win, kind of like how it happened 2 years ago. But I still take the Rays as my underdogs, my dark horse, because of their pitching and their ability to wear teams out with their bullpen, and a couple good hits from some of their young stars could make a difference for them.
Well, we're coming down to a battle between the Rays, the Twins, and the A's, and the A's have the inside track right now. So if it comes down to the the Indians and the Rays, we got a bunch of one-game playoffs. Which one of those three wild card teams, and I obviously know you just said the Rays, but there's going to be another team. Will it be the Rays and the Indians, the Rays and the Athletics, or the Athletics and the Indians?
I think it'll still be the Rays and the Athletics. Coming close to it. But I think the Rays will make it. I think the A's will hold on. And actually, I'm kind of rooting for a game 163 between one of the teams. That would be exciting.
No, I hear you. in the National League. Everyone's just saying Dodgers, Dodgers, let's stamp them, Dodgers, Dodgers. I'm saying, hold on. The Braves are balling. Are we just forgetting that Acuna's the youngest guy to get to 40 home runs? Are we forgetting that they can pitch a little bit too? Are we forgetting that they can hit a little bit too? I don't think we should just rubber stamp the Dodgers all the way through.
I am.
Are you?
I've said this since like April. I think they're going to make it to the World Series again. I see how great the Braves have been, but this lineup that they have is just like stacked from top to bottom with their own guys too, which is very impressive. And they have the pitching rotation, especially if Rich Hill comes back. I think for the first time in years, they don't have to run Clayton Kershaw on 2 days rest every time. They can put that guy in game one and then run Rich Hill, Hyunjin Ryu, who started the All-Star game this year, Walker Buehler, and then go back to a full rest for Kershaw in like the later games to get that point. I think that will really help the Dodgers. And plus, Cody Bellinger is going to be the MVP of this league, even if it's a close race between him, Ronald Acuna, and Christian Yelich.
Yeah, well, I think Yelich fouled out of that race once he got hurt. And it's not fair, per se, but, you know, a fair, you go buy cotton candy at a fair. But I agree with you, but I just have no faith in Kenley Jansen. And Ryu has not looked as good since the All-Star
Because, like, I saw them, like, blow a save again, and then they throw some dude whose last name sounds like Bortz but has an S at the end at the beginning. He gave up a couple runs at the end of the game between them and the Rays. The bullpen is going to be what will bring them down. But they have a home field advantage, they have a pitching advantage, starting pitch advantage, and they have a lineup advantage. But it would take that to take them down.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. 100%. Hey, look, there's football, rumor has it. We're playing football tonight on Thursday. Because we know how NFL players love playing Thursday night games. We have one team that does not have a quarterback. We have another team that technically has a quarterback in Mariota, who I honestly have no faith in whatsoever. Who do you have tonight, Tennessee or Jacksonville?
I think Jacksonville does have a quarterback. I've been impressed with Gardner Minshew since he stepped in for Nick Foles. So much so that it actually made him my fantasy quarterback after one terrible week of Trubisky.
Stop.
I got the Jags, baby. Mariota's interesting because I look back at like some coverage of like what a team wanted to get Marcus Mariota. We saw him while covering the Pac-12. No one thinks he's good. And I don't know if people ever thought he was good. And I think that's something to worry about when you're trying to throw a season like the Dolphins are for a quarterback. They love Tua, but I always find some caution. Like, hey, there's been multiple occasions where people strive for this unicorn savior, and he doesn't turn out to be what you thought he was, even though you used first overall picks on him. So I find like this to be interesting tale of caution. But I got Gardner Minshew. I got Jack.
Tony, I'm looking real quick. I know we should be talking real football, but I'm looking at your fantasy lineup this week, and you got a lot of cues by your players, a lot of questionables, a lot of questionables, and you're starting Gardner Minshew, and Gardner Minshew sounds like, let's be honest, Gardner Minshew sounds like a Division III basketball team that'll be playing Kentucky. That gets in the first round, ready to get eliminated.
They do. Their mascot's a bulldog.
So, you're going up against a good fantasy team this week, buddy. You got something for him? Because I don't know if you noticed this, and I'm gonna do a quick brag on me, and then a humble brag. You realize the best team so far in our fantasy football league is a 9-year-old, and we all
didn't I beat that 9-year-old in the first week?
Nope.
Who did I beat? I beat you. I beat A. Richardson. A. Richardson went to Monday night with a 22-point lead and lost.
No, no, no. You lost. You're 1-1, buddy.
I beat someone in week one with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, that wasn't a Richardson. Yeah, I haven't beat a Richardson.
All right.
Just remember.
Beat somebody.
That.
I'm gonna be a Richardson this week.
No, you're not even playing a Richardson this week.
You're playing
Ryan, the intern.
All right, we'll play that too.
Okay, that's fine.
I got the best wide receivers. I got the best looking quarterback. I got like what, three Jaguars? I got three Jaguars. I'm gonna win on Thursday.
I'm just saying.
Thursday, I'm winning.
You were talking a lot of stuff, and you said I beat Richardson. I beat the. No, you didn't.
I beat somebody. I thought it was
all I'm saying in our league, I think something needs to be said when all of us do sports, cover pro teams, cover college teams. In all sports we do. And a 9-year-old has the best record in the league. A 9-year-old that was 8 last year that came in second. Tony, what are we doing wrong?
Is the kid good at math?
Derek said last week, I saw him, we were both covering the Diamondback game, and he said, he walked up to me in the press box literally and said, Derek Monty over at KTAR said, I'm going to beat your son. Since when does a 9-year-old become a person with a target on his back? And then I looked up, and Derek wasn't playing my son. He was playing me. So I had to send him a text and let him know he wasn't playing the seed. He was playing the whole tree. So I probably kicked his ass, Jim.
That was without context. It's hilarious. Just without context, that sounded hilarious. He's like, you try to do your job and cover a Major League Baseball team, but all of a sudden some who you thought was a peer shows up and goes, I'm going to beat your son. Casey Wilcox clutches his pearls over there. Like, what?
No,
I know. Fantasy. It's a fantasy?
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. When are you in Phoenix? It's next week, correct?
Sunday. I'll be there Sunday.
How long are you in town for?
Till the 2nd. We'll do a little Arizona Fall League coverage, see the future of the Marlins and the D-backs and the Red Sox. They all catch a couple time back games.
Next Thursday, are you under arrest, dude? Where the hell are you? Now I'm hearing police sirens. What the hell, man? Are you, you're on the run? Are you running from the wall?
Hey,
listen.
Let me out.
Every Thursday, it's Thursday at Maduro's for the Cave Show. Can we get you here with us live next Thursday for the whole show?
Hell yeah, you can.
All right. So you got it. Next Thursday, Maduro's live, the one, the only Cuban Cowboy. You're not playing us in fantasy, so you may get a victory. That may be the only thing that saves you. So I don't have to talk a lot of stuff.
Where is Maduro? Is that your Tempe or Phoenix?
Chandler, buddy. In fact, let me promo this out real quick. We are live right now, Thursday, Cave Show every Thursday at Maduro, Fine Cigar and Tobacco, 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School in Chandler Heights. I'm sitting in the members lounge right now. There's lockers. You can become a club member. Get a locker that backs up to a humidor. Sticks never go bad. There are 5 TVs back here. There's like another 5 out in the front of the store. They have the NFL ticket. They have the MLB pass. College football is on nonstop. This is the place to get you. The best part is if you mention CLL, you get 10% off your cigar purchase or the Cave Show. And now you're sweating. All that is happening.
Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So that's you next week. You're here with us, and I'll tell you what, your cigar is on me next week.
Oh. I'm going to go out there looking like one of the 1920 gangsters trying to pick football games.
Take the back, see? Yeah, see?
I just hope...
Stay away from the Giants.
I just hope you take the pawn, you make
see?
It here. That police siren sound awfully close to you. I hope you got low real quick.
I didn't do nothing, see? Yeah.
Yo, buddy, tell everyone how to get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tony Capobianco. You can follow me on Instagram at Tony Capobianco. I'm kind of on vacation, but if they turn on to USC versus Utah on Friday, they might see me somewhere on the sideline dodging players and taking great shots.
Hey, I can't wait, buddy. I cannot wait. I don't know who to root for in that game because ASU plays Colorado the following night, and I'm the easiest person in the world to spot. I have an orange backpack and I have dreadlocks. I guarantee you there'll be no one on the sideline with dreadlocks and an orange backpack.
The orange backpack?
Neon orange, man. Chicago Bears orange with a little blue sprinkled on it. When I love, I love hard.
That is also hilarious without context.
All right, buddy. We'll catch up and we get you live next week. I can't wait, my man.
All righty.
All right, Tony. Thank you, sir. All right, buddy. That is the one, the only, Tony Capobianco, the Cuban cowboy. You heard it. He's here live right here at Maduro's with me next week. A step away. Let's pay a couple bills. 30 seconds. We'll be right back with you.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at 4991 South Alma School, that's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Like I said, we are here live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I had to yell. Thank God for the silence button. But I had to yell because I didn't know if I was going to get Gabby or Ron. And you can't go wrong either way, but I'd rather have Gabby and look at Gabby next to me than have Ron and have Ron look at me. So, Gabby, you have a big event coming up Saturday here at Maduro.
Yes, we do. It'll be this Saturday, September 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. We're having a big AJ Fernandez cigar event, like our usual monthly events. It is the third Saturday of the month. And we'll be having a lot of awesome deals and discounts on all of the AJ Fernandez cigar lineup. They have a lot of super awesome ones. I'm smoking the Enclave Churchill right now. And we'll have some just a really great crowd. Brandon, who's the cigar rep for them, is one of my favorite people. He's super awesome, super knowledgeable, and just an all-around great guy. So it'll be really good company and great cigars, and you can't go wrong.
And I was telling everyone we're located out here, or you're located out there.
You've been a lucky member here for so long. You're one of the family.
I think it's been like seven, eight years out. And you guys have been an incredible sponsor for literally since the beginning. So I appreciate that.
Of course.
Lockers. You got lockers here. You can become a club member. Tell everyone about that.
So our lockers are $300 a year. And with that, when you buy the locker, you also get a $100 gift card back to here to use anytime. And then you'll get 10% off of all your purchases throughout the entire year. And on top of having a locker membership, each time we have an event like this coming Saturday, whatever the specials are, the locker members who are purchasing for the cigar event to support us and buy cigars from lines that they love, they get a little extra something special. So we encourage the locker members to, we take care of them, they take care of us.
Exactly. And There's TVs everywhere.
That's right. Football, we have the NFL Sunday ticket. We have the MLB ticket. College football. And on Saturday morning is always big here as well. On the back, we have five TVs. Up front, we have four different TVs. So between all of them, we can definitely find something on for you.
Now, I'm saying this very politely. I don't mean any disrespect, wink, wink. But if that school in Tucson, if their fans come here, we actually show the junior college games as well for the school down in Tucson. That's not ASU. So they get their game.
That's right.
Well. Yeah. And Gabby is really nice. She'll direct you on how you can work remote control, how to look at the numbers.
Yeah,
and make them correlate
with the TV. Our remotes can be a little special. Most of the time you don't point it at the TV that you want to change like you would normally think. So
here's the part. If it's a U of A fan, they're special. We got to have remote control. That's special for them.
That's right.
So, hey, you heard. Get down here. And listen, let me tell you something. The best part about being down here is everyone here knows cigars. Gabby knows pipes as well. So she will take care of you with everything. The staff here, incredible. Gabby and Marty and whoever else is here, you're not walking into a smoke shop. They're sitting next door to a restaurant slash an old school CD place where there's an 18-year-old that's just moving product.
Yeah.
You come here, you will be educated. If you don't know, the whole thing that they do is they will get you a cigar that you like that's comfortable so you enjoy your cigar so you come back.
Well, that's always the key. You want to pick something out after talking to somebody for a little bit and getting to know that you think that they'll enjoy. So whether it's light, medium, or full-bodied, or whether they're pairing it with something or type of whiskey they like can tell you what – it can always be a good indicator what type of cigar, whether it's going to be spicy, smoky, creamy, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, well, listen, I don't know what else to tell you. get your keister down here and get to smoking. Gabby, I appreciate it very much.
It's always a pleasure to have you. I always look forward to Thursdays with you.
Oh, Thursdays are great. When I see you walk in, I'm like, yep, it's Thursday. Let's do this. So, listen, let's pay a couple last bills. Let's get out of here. Let's close the show up. So, let's do this, and thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So I'm going to leave you on this. I've been promising it all week, but tomorrow I'm actually going to give it to you. I have sound before the big game, ASU in Colorado. I have some Herm Edwards sound that I'm going to play for you. Yes, I'm picking ASU. You damn well know I'm picking ASU. I picked them last week in Lansing. Do you think I'm not going to pick them home? Pick them at home against Colorado? But listen, number two at Colorado, woo, that kid could play. He hung 28 points on ASU last year. You better figure out a way to stop him. But we will have full coverage of that game as well for next week. We have some Herm Edwards sound next tomorrow. We have some Aileen Carrasco interview that I have been promising you all week. We will have that played for you, a complete interview that I did with her. We'll have that for you tomorrow as well. Thank you for joining us here at the Cave Show with PLR. Thanks for the callers. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us today. Tony Capobianco, appreciate you giving a call in. All calls made were via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Always appreciate that. Make sure you're following us on social media. That way you can keep up with all of the interviews that we do, because I simply can't play them all. We also have a YouTube channel. And yes, I know. I think on Thursdays we will start doing a live YouTube. Give us a couple weeks and we'll get that kicked off. But in the meantime, make sure you're following us on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at The Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is our website. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thanks for the callers. Thanks, Maduros, for hosting us. We are back live tomorrow at 1 a.m. on Friday. Until tomorrow, everyone have a great Friday Eve. There is football tonight. Make sure you are checking it out. Have a great rest of your night. This is the KSHO PLR. This is PLR.